The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Anti-Terror Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is February 7th, 2022. And my good friend, Ron McDonald, our legal scholar, the man in the redwoods, is joining us. Are you there, Ron?
Yes, I am.
All right, Ron, we got a few calls to take here before we get into some other topics here. And let's get back to the phone calls here and talk to Patrick in Texas. Welcome, Patrick.
Oh, Steve. Just quickly that, you know, the Japanese, they didn't really want to fight with us. They were baited into a confrontation. The admiral there in Pearl Harbor, he was sending out reconnaissance. Sink fleet told him to get back in his own territory. You don't want no reconnaissance out there. All the admirals, this is insane. What are you doing out here in the middle of the ocean like this? Our home base is San Diego. They had already cracked the Japanese code. This was a deliberate provocation to get them in. Benghazi, they just turned him to turn around. The USS Liberty, you know, LBJ said all you Russo, coming in to save them, turn around. I hope they sink that thing. And it just goes on and on. But one of the things I wanted to get to was Oklahoma City. That was a false flag. Oklahoma City was Oklahoma was leading a 13-state coalition against the federal government. There was some of the people. Oklahoma City was one of them, went up to the Bundy standoff up there. And of course, I don't know, Oklahoma City, that was crazy. That little fertilizer bomb wouldn't even knock the damn dust off the front of the damn building. I think y'all know that.
So, yeah, you know, I do.
I was just saying, these guys got dirty hands, man. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Yeah, you're right. The government makes the perfect situation, that what's called a false flag. And I don't think you've ever, I think I heard it one time spoken on Tucker's show. I mean, he mentioned false flag once before, but it wasn't a U.S. false flag. Of course, you could never say that. And we have a long history of creating false flags ourselves for an agenda. It was a false flag used to point a finger at somebody else. That they'll do a false flag probably in order to blame somebody else. But the United States government has a long history of doing false flags in order to carry out an agenda. It's pretty sad. I learned about that a good dozen years ago, and I couldn't believe that the government actually did this. But that's what they do. CIA, FBI, all very much involved. If they have an agenda and they can't provoke it in another way, they set off a false flag and then point a finger of blame. That's just how they do it. And it's pretty simple. It's pretty easy to actually see that and witness it and notice it every time. I mean, boom, I can see what's going to happen. Boom, there it happens. And that's what it actually is. It's a false flag to point blame to somebody else. Let's go back to the phones here, and let's talk to Laura in Michigan. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, Steve. First of all, I was going to say, has anybody bought a bag of thistle seed for their bird feeder? Read the package. See what the package says.
What's it say?
Now, nigger seed. Niger, whatever you want to say it. Spelled that way.
It spells, it says, it should say black. Negra. It should say Negra, which black. Is black. Black seed.
Well, it doesn't really have an A on it. It doesn't say that at all. It's N-I-G-G-E-R.
Are you serious?
A lot of,
are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm serious. Yes, I'm serious.
What's the brand name of this? What's the brand name of the seed?
I don't remember that. We just buy thistle seed. Or the bird feeders.
I'll look. Usually it says Negra, which means black in Latin. I've never seen it other than that, so I'll have to check that out for myself to make sure. But
the other thing I want to tell you about.
All right, what else is on your mind?
About, I got a health thing for you.
Okay.
You know Ted Nugent. You know who he is, right?
Yeah, I know Ted Nugent. Yep.
And his wife Shemaine. Well, they just opened a premiere last week movie about the illness that they had. What happened was, they started getting terrible headaches. She was having heart problems. Their son, Rocco, came down with asthma. And they couldn't figure out what was wrong with them. Because, like Ted says, we do no drugs. We no alcohol in our house. We eat clean. No smoking. So we couldn't figure out why would we be sick. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So anyway, finally they went on. And they realized, well, every time Ted was on the road, he always takes his whole family. They felt better. It's like, oh, something's going on here. So finally they found an environmental doctor in Texas. It took their blood test, and their blood had all kinds of black mold spores. So they went back to their dream home. So they just built their dream home in Michigan. And anyway, I don't want to give the whole story away, but it was full of black mold, full of black mold. That was making them sick. And what happened
to
them?
Well, I've seen that, but I think what you're talking about, the black mold would have been, it wouldn't be in the blood per se. I don't think so. I don't think that's possible. I think what you would have found it in probably in the sinuses and probably sputum or something like that. That's definitely something you inhale, and I've seen the black mold before. Very toxic black mold. It can destroy a house, but I don't think it's going to be found in the blood.
That's what happened to them. They end up having, this is their dream home. They had to leave. He said technically we had to leave naked because we couldn't take anything with us. It was permeated throughout the house, and in the end, they had to bulldoze the house, their dream house, down, and
so
all the
so
debris had to be sent.
So you had naked, so you had naked Ted Nugent and his wife, naked wife, get in the car and drive away.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's
they
a side. I don't
want
to think about that, Ron. You want
to
think about that?
And the debris had to.
No.
And the debris had to go to a hazardous waste dump. That's how bad it was.
I bet it was. Well,
anyway,
I hope he was naked. I hope he grabbed a guitar. You know, his axe there and got in the car. And, you know, I mean, you leave naked and you grab your axe because that's his livelihood there. Hey, thanks for the call, Laura. Need to move on here, though. Appreciate it. Ed in Iowa, you're on the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there. How are you doing, man?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to bring up an issue. You were talking about racism a while ago, and I believe in order for us to understand the word racism, we need to go to the etymology of the word. And the original word did not show up anywhere in Noah Webster's 1828. That was when he was alive. The only word that shows up in there is race. That's it. And so years and years and years went on after his dictionary was created, and of course after he died. And Noah Webster, I'm not sure who took over his dictionary, but the word racialist was the first word that was in the Webster's dictionary, and that was back in it was the early 1900s. And I mean, I say early 1900s, or early 1930s. And then a woman came along, and I forgot her name, and she thought that the word, she had done study with the word, and she thought that the word ought to be put in there, racism, or, yeah, racism, the word racism, based on the Holocaust after the war. And so eventually the word was racialist was in the dictionary at that time. And it didn't go to what we believe that it means today, of course. But in 1939, Webster's finally put the word racism in the dictionary and gave it a definition based on what the woman was talking about, the reason why she wanted it in there. And then eventually, shortly thereafter, they took out that part and put in only the definition that we see today. So actually, racism is a word that is a very new word. It has not been in our language for very long. And basically, it's really a meaningless word. Actually, it is. It's a meaningless word. The word racialist has more meaning to it than racism, because racialist merely means a person believing that they want to be, or feeling that they would like to be with their own racial group over the other racial groups. And it has nothing to do with hating the other racial groups whatsoever. So that word has been twisted and warped in every direction for us to believe what they say it means today. And it does not really mean that. And so we need to understand that fully before we start throwing that word around to mean just whatever.
Well,
whatever
let me stop you real quick here, because racialist itself would be identifiable only to one person, where right. Racism is a broad spectrum of people that hate. So, That's why there's a difference there. Racialist versus racism is more to a group of people that hate versus the individual himself as a racialist.
Yeah. And of course, any word that has an ism on the end of it is a phony word anyway. I mean, to start with.
It's a process of ism is process of. If I remember right in Latin.
I know it. And any ism, you know, if you talk to anybody that's, you know, into language, they'll tell you that the word is really meaningless. And so, you know, we throw these words around. We need to stop doing that. We need to start using our proper language and using it in the proper terms and in a proper way, so that we can get our true meaning across to other people. Because when you have a word that has several different meanings, you know, in the past, it gets watered down to the point to where when you use the word with someone, they're not necessarily understanding the word the way you're trying to put it across. And that, you know, they have a different definition for the word. And sure. So really you're not communicating properly with someone, see?
Well, there's also looking for the liberal or the woke are looking for the gray area of a word to define their agenda. Ron, would you agree with that? The redefining of the definition of is? It's been going long before Bill Clinton actually voiced that little phrase. People have been defining, redefining this and that, according to a new agenda that benefits them or certain people.
Absolutely.
Ron, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just thinking about, I'm trying to think of an example, you know, the bastardizing of the American language. There are so many things that have changed over my lifetime, you know, I for some reason I can't give you an example right now, but den used to be just to animals. Now, when I was growing up, they used it for that was your crib, you know.
That's right.
You know, so the language has changed over the years, but that's not so bad as when the government changes the meaning of a word.
Exactly, I agree. I agree. Anything else, Ed? Anything else?
That's it. I just wanted to try to straighten everybody out so they'll start using proper English.
use the correct term, right? And don't PC it. I hate political correctness. You know, say what's got to be said. These people that, oh no, you can't say that. It's in the English language. It's in the dictionary. I'm going to use it. Get over it. You know, what I have noticed with observations, Ron, I don't know if you've noticed this. I don't know if you watch a lot of TV, and I don't watch tons of TV, but it seems to be that when I do watch TV, I do notice an agenda being played out every time in our commercials. Our commercials are very influential. They're definitely sending a message. There's definitely an agenda there. But the interracial commercials, I see them all the time. I'm pointing out my wife. I said, did you see that? Again, another black guy with a white wife, another black guy with a white wife, another black guy with a white girlfriend. Once in a while, they'll do a reversal on it. It'll be a black woman with a white guy. But there's definitely an agenda being played out there, because I know, seeing is believing, I don't see that. I do not see that in my everyday life out down here in Florida. Once in a while, but not as much as TV will show me.
No, and, either that or gay couples.
Yeah, it's being saturated in our TV. This is the new normal that they want us to accept, and that you at some point in time you never even notice it. You say, oh yeah, but I do notice these things. I do notice agendas being played out on these commercials. And you're right, the same sex couples, female, male, and the two daddies, and they have a family, a mixed family, and this is so much of our TV now. And I'm thinking, it's getting worse. It seems like they can't do a commercial without doing that. Somebody's been pushing them to say, you need to do this, because that's the way it is. Somebody's being bought off, or they're part of the agenda itself. But I've never seen so many racial commercials in all my life. It's amazing what's going on here. Let's go back to the phone and talk to Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome, Pat.
Hi, Steve. This is your 80-year-old caller from yesterday.
Don't forget what you're going to talk about now. Don't forget what you're going to talk about.
I've written down.
She called yesterday and she forgot.
I start at 3 in the morning. So by the time you come on, I've already been done in. But you came right on and you said what I wanted to say. How do you like that? You were asking your guest about the Human Genome Project and, and blah, blah, blah. And that's what I have wanted to talk about.
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
DNA is not the best way to match anything. Did you know that? There's something called...
No, I did not know that. I would say DNA is the most exact way to identify.
No, there's a lot of people in prison over this crap. HLA is called human leukocyte antigen. And when I worked in the transplantation for the Southeastern Cadaver Procurement Project, where we got body parts, mostly at that time kidneys, from people who have brain dead. Okay. And I had a grant from NIH, and we set up 50 antigens we could match to all the, 20,000, 50,000 people waiting for a kidney. Okay. And so I know how it's done, because the one I set up was for families, because that's usually the one they try to go with, because they'll be most likely close to you, right? But anyway, we'd do a whole family, and then we say, uh-oh, that one don't match. you know what I mean? It didn't belong there. So DNA is a crappy way to do anything. I think it's a lot of people in jail over that. Don't you remember when the FBI program, all their DNA lab stuff was wrong? They didn't care.
Well, I don't know. There's maybe, say, 1%, maybe, 1.5% of people in prison have been convicted wrongfully by DNA or...
Well, it's something else.
I'm sure the testing is much better than it was back then, but I'm sure there's still mistakes made.
I wanted to say about that.
All right. Hey, Pat, thanks for the call. Got to move on here. Got a lot of calls. Be right back after a short commercial break.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Yeah, Ron, I'm sorry about that. And we are back. We've got the lines filled up here. We better get back to work here and take some of these calls. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Marcus in Idaho. Welcome, Marcus.
Good afternoon, folks. I heard somebody talking about the trucker convoy up in Canada and yep. how that's going to be negatively affect the supply chain issues. I do agree with that. I do agree in the short term, you've got 50,000 truckers in Canada or in Ottawa, perhaps. You've got thousands in Coutts. You've got thousands in Toronto and Winnipeg and different places which are taking off the screen. However, the government has been doing a slow walk on us and trying to squeeze the supply chain slowly and is going to continue to do so if they continue to have the power that will tell people they can't go to work because they've got a PCR test for COVID, although they're showing no symptoms. So that will continue to destroy the supply chain in a very slow way and eventually absolutely destroy it. If we can have a supply chain disruption in a short term with the truckers, which actually gets changes in the governments across Canada and indeed the world, because it's definitely spreading to in many other countries, then there can actually be a return to normal would happen. And so I'm definitely all 100% in support of all the people fighting for freedom.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Ron, you've been following this quite a bit, haven't you, the trucker strike, the Freedom Convoy?
Yeah, I've I just read it on RBN this morning, too. So, yeah it's, the mandate has destroyed the industry. So I think they're fed up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been the whole point of the basically doing, what do they call those lines of trucks?
Convoy.
Convoys, yeah. When the convoys are roaming throughout Canada, trying to cross the border into the United States, and having that mandate that they need to be vaccinated. I mean, what does that do to the economies?
Well, yeah, but I think that the line in the sand has been drawn, Ron, and this is the time now. I mean, a government is so bold enough and brass enough to come and say that you don't own your own body, and you must do what we tell you to put this in your body, and we don't know the outcome, what's going to happen. No accountability on the side of the pharmaceutical, no accountability on the employer. Well, that's Russian roulette, and I don't play Russian roulette. And that's exactly where we have to draw the line in the sand here. We have to say this is it. And I'm really proud of these guys. I'm really happy that they're doing this.
We'll also give you a hamburger and French fries to destroy your body forever, to get myocarditis, to get some sort of nervous disease, tick that's going to be with you forever, to perhaps die. But we'll give you a hamburger and French fries to do that. Yeah.
There you go. Well, you get congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, but myocarditis is a little bit different. But we definitely know these shots are not, like I said, one saved and 17 killed or 17 injured is not a ratio I wouldn't want to play around with. Because I would probably end up one of the 17, Ron. You would probably be 17, too.
Yeah. I heard today that in Sonoma County, starting from the commencement of COVID-19, there's been 78 deaths in Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. Now, isn't that kind of an insignificant number compared to the population in Sonoma County? I mean, we're talking about, a couple hundred thousand?
Yeah,
I
can't remember what the
million people
what the
in,
population
a million people
of
in Sonoma County. I used to live there.
Oh, okay. Well, so insignificant, isn't it? I mean, you're going to die from something sooner or later.
Yeah, but they focus on the death. You see, that doesn't matter the number.
Yeah.
It's death. It's like, we can save one person, their philosophy is all twisted here. It doesn't there's no science base in it whatsoever. They play this. They'll play the number of just death. But you're right. I mean, how many people just die, whether in car accidents, slipping in the tub or whatever through, the time of a year. But that's not significant. But we're in the panic phase of COVID here and the fear factor of COVID. So anything happens, even if it's not really truly a COVID death, if they get a chance to label it a COVID death, they'll do so because that's part of the agenda. COVID is in the news right now. Nothing else is in the news but COVID.
Yeah,
it should be the truckers that are in the news right now.
Oh, that's true.
That
they're in the news
important
now.
Thing
yeah.
That we have, and they're just no one's covering it. I mean, there's very few people which are covering it, and the mainstream news that does cover it, they call them terrorists. It's a bad scene, but it's an awesome scene. It's one of the best things, like you said, that I have seen in my life. I love Trump, the greatest president in our history, this is the greatest groundswell of support for something right.
All right, Marcus, thank you for your call.
Too.
Bottom of the hour, got a break here. We'll come right back to your phone calls. Sheldon in Washington, you're up next.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are loading up here. We got to get these calls in here. Let's go back to the phones and talk to you. Sheldon in Washington, you're on with Ron McDonald and Steve. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll make it quick. When you buy ink in this country, it says black, but when you buy the multi-country packs, it's called black, and it's also called the other N-word as well. So it's used to describe ink as an actual color, too.
That's true, too. Right. But I've never seen it as the slur itself. I'm saying it'll say negra or negro or negra. Usually it's negra for black on color.
Yeah.
Never the other.
Okay, well, I looked up this human radiation experiment. I got to figure down to that from what I told you yesterday. And I couldn't find the video. I'm going to have to look through my tapes and find it. But what I did uncover was another interesting tidbit. Fernando School in Massachusetts in the mid-40s to the 50s, did experiments in a hospital, in a school for disabled and special needs children with calcium and iron-laced radiation, and the parents were not informed of the full nature of the experiments. And then Oak Ridge National Laboratory from 53 to 57 conducted experiments in Massachusetts General Hospital. And that is where they found out that the ionizing damage stayed in the kidneys much longer than they thought. So I'm sure they didn't come with full disclosure on that either. But anyway, I'm still trying to find that video for you, sir. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. All right, back to the phone here. Catch up here. Murren, Wisconsin, you're on.
Oh, hi, Steve and Ron. Hey. The word is Niger, N-I-G-E-R-1-G, like Nigeria, and it's a yellow daisy in Africa that's like thistle. But I found a link where they bend over backwards and inside out and spell it N-Y-J-E-R.
Huh. Interesting. But so also, there's only one G on that bird seed, one G.
Right, and they may occasionally have it printed with two Gs. I'm not saying they don't. I wouldn't put it past anybody, you know.
I'll have to look, but...
Yeah, okay. It happens probably, but also this bit with sodomy. It used to be called moral insanity. Now it's encouraged. And the reason it's so important for a downfall of any society is because sexual immorality is a union, a spiritual union, because its intended purpose is to bring another being into the world. So it's very important to use this to degrade a society. And speaking of that, one that's claiming to be the leader of the convoy in Canada is named B.J. Dichter, and he's a sodomite Jew.
how do you know who the leader is? How do you know who the leader is?
Well, he claims he is.
50,000 people.
He claims he is. Okay. They have him, and there's a couple of them that, co-starters of it, but he claims to be D-I-C-H-T-E-R. But I, when it first started, I kept thinking, how are they going to do this? Like the Tea Party, they're going to infiltrate and try to do something. And don't you know, Justine Castro gave $45 million to Antifa to get involved. And there's people been seen that are suspect, but the truckers are wise to it. And they're taking pictures of license plates on, smaller vehicles just happen to be tagging along and keeping track of what's going on. So that's a good thing. But this...
All right.
Supply chain, that was already broken. I mean, they could have done it much earlier and kept it from being, but now, of course, they're going to blame it on them. But the thing is, in Mexico, everything is fully supplied. This is engineered.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
North America,
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
Agree.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Mer, thanks. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Back to the phones here. Mark and PA, what's on your mind?
Yeah. I apologize for any background noise because I'm driving, but I was calling in about the commercials. And so basically, for these commercials, if people are upset with them, we need to probably like just kind of get the word out and be like, look, 3/4 of all your commercials are like probably pharmaceuticals anyway. And a set of commercials usually run about 5 or 6 minutes. Just train people and be like, look, these people make money in advertising or whatever by selling commercials. Turn your TV or your cable box off for 5 or 6 minutes, and then turn it back on. And if, we just started doing that, maybe these broadcasters and these networks would get the hint. Now, I'm a truck driver, so something else I also thought about. What about, I'm hearing, cops are throwing nails out in front of the convoy trucks and just basically, being lawless, and that's law enforcement up in Canada. But I don't think it's just a Canadian phenomenon with law enforcement being kind of reckless and stuff like that. So
actually,
I heard quite the opposite,
that the law enforcement was very supportive of the truckers. I mean, they're in the same boat here. They see what's happening with the tyranny of this government. I don't think they're followers of Trudeau. I think they realize that Trudeau is a dictator here. That's why the guys retreated. He retreated, said he had COVID-19 in his family. He can't face the people that he's oppressing right now. He can't face these people because he is a dictator. That's why he's left.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I was going to say something else, but I'll let you go, though. Thanks.
Yep. Got it. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Fred in Michigan. Welcome, Fred.
And who is Niger? That's black elderberry. And it is N-I-G-E-R. And I have bought thistle seed in the past when I used to bring in the goldfinches. That's her favorite seed. And it was never 2 G's. It was always N-I-G-E-R. Just like, as I said, Sambucus niger. Black elderberry. A woman biochemist virologist around 1980. Do you know the history of that at all?
No, I do not.
She proved with extensive clinical evaluations that it's always effective in combating any pathogen, including so-called viruses. But then so is coconut oil, a high grade like organic coconut oil in a glass jar. And I learned this from a retired Air Force doctor, Ward Dean, about 20 years ago. Vitamin research, VRP.com. I think he's out of business, but so you have that, and then you have a book called Healing Spices, a biochemist at MD Anderson by the name of Agarwal, PhD. He did the scholarly treatise with all these therapeutic spices that have like a 3,000-year track record history. Some guy called in, and again, that was Healing Spices. Trump, some guy called Marcus, I guess it was, said that Trump is the greatest president in U.S. history.
Well, you didn't hear me jump on that one. I disagree, but he's entitled to that opinion.
Wait. Yeah. All right. So I want Marcus to go, and if he can still find it, Trump's New World Order, originally on YouTube, might be scrubbed. And then Unshackled Minds, unshackledminds.com, that's at David Martin in his stellar presentation, in which he, in the first 5 minutes, directly recites the Warp Speed Executive Order from 19 September 2019, in which it is stated Trump is inaugurating the R&D of super advanced genetic modification technology in the form of spike protein sequences. And by the way, guys, there are two videos that you really got to see. Everybody that's got ears to hear and an IQ to comprehend facts from fiction. Okay, in this one, it hasn't even begun. Wait till they switch the lights on. It hasn't even begun. Wait till they switch the lights on. It's on BitChute. In the first couple minutes, you will hear Dr. Lorraine Day recite from preeminent science journals regarding the mRNA technology's ability to transfer through the cribriform plate. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I do.
The cribriform plate. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it transfers directly through via the nanoparticle mRNA impregnated PCR swabs. Okay, and then it at about the 8 minute mark, you'll hear a guy, Brian Two, T. Tom E. Edward W. Brian Two, describe this technology, and he calls it a weaponized genetic modification technology that's designed to totally hack the body's cell matrix and the brain cell matrix. And he does call it a weapon. And then after him comes some bizarre world scientist. It sure sounds like he's from Israel. Harald Kautz, K-A-U-T-Z, Vella, V, Victor E-double-L-A. You must hear this guy. He goes on to describe the fact that these injections, which he also refers to as weaponized genetic modification technologies, are remotely, exogenously activated via particular terahertz EMFs.
Which factors in the 5G? Which factors in 5G?
It resonates. Well, it's already... No, okay, I'm glad you brought that up. And he says these are resonant frequencies that they have determined, and I knew this 25 years ago, but nobody could comprehend it. The resonant frequencies of all of the DNA sequences that comprise our brain and body DNA, they've got all those resonant frequencies elucidated, delineated, and they can replicate them exogenously. And this is what he describes. And then he goes on to say, and he's like glibly celebrating this. You have to hear it. This guy, okay, and he says, 200 scientists organize against this research. They decided to bow out and would not support it. Well, don't you know, he says, this technology was deployed against their assassinated all their families. Harald Kautz Vella. And he's got a guy there interviewing him, and they're jawing a little bit back and forth. Okay? You got to hear it, man. This guy reveals the fact that they've already deployed it and murdered 200 scientist families. And then he goes on to say, the remnant of these scientists that decided, maybe they'll continue with whatever. You got to hear that one. And the other one,
Rob, I got to stop you there. I got to stop you there because I got you at 7 minutes and 14 seconds. I got more callers. I'm going to lose these guys if I don't. Appreciate the call. Look into some of this stuff. Thank you. Back to the phones here. Mark the Spark in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hello, Stephen. This is hot off the press. Okay, so it seems like we got good news going on outside the box over there in Canada. Well, here's some information hot off the press from the heart of America, which is Missouri. I'm originally a Missourian. I'm here in Philly now, but I'm originally a Missourian. So the Second Amendment Preservation Act was passed recently. Took several years to get it through, and it's gone through. Now, what I just heard that happened earlier today is that the city of St. Louis and the county of St. Louis and also Jackson County was putting forth a lawsuit. It was at the Missouri Supreme Court to be heard about this issue with the Second Amendment Preservation Act. And what this has to do with, I don't know if you're aware of this, and everybody's listening out there, please check on this. Go down the rabbit hole and see what you find tomorrow or tonight. And but the deal is in this new Second Amendment Preservation Act will makes it unlawful for a federal agent to come into the Missouri state boundary and violate the Second Amendment of a Missouri state citizen. Okay, and this has already happened. And And so, of course, St. Louis and St. Louis County are absolutely ridiculously liberal and trying to, you know, the even force a mandate on the public. And Missouri Attorney General says, no, you can't do that. And St. Louis comes, the St. Louis bureaucrats come back at the Attorney General and says, oh, yes, we can. And he's, you know, so this is the kind of thing that's going on. But the thing is that that my understanding is that the groups, Missouri State legal system is standing back. They're taking a step back, and they don't want to even interact with federal agents because they're afraid they'll get entangled with this. And this is absolutely a very positive thing. Finally, we've drawn a line in the sand, and hopefully this could be another breakthrough because the ATF is coming down on gun owners big time, yeah. And we got to stop it. So anyway, I'm just giving you a heads up to check that out. So.
Good stuff. Yeah, I knew about the registrations and the government having access now to all the handgun registrations or firearm registrations that they know exactly what we have now. So there's reason to do that. Something may be coming. I hope I'm wrong on this one, but this is not a government of the people, no doubt about it. We've seen
right.
Biden came in. I mean, are we really surprised? Biden was... He was a hidden communist while he was in government all along,
yeah.
And now has just got the power now to come out and be a full-fledged communist.
He's ultimately
never say never. Hey, appreciate the call.
Thank
I need to go back to another
Steve.
Call
thank
here.
You.
Got another one here. Yeah, Sebastian. We were just talking about you earlier. Sebastian in Sweden, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Steve. And listen, I just wanted you're talking about commercials in America, and I was thinking about. In Sweden, I don't usually watch TV, but I did watch it for the last month or so because I've been sick. I've been really ill at home. And there's about 7% of blacks in Sweden. In the commercials we have on TV in Sweden are like 6% of, you know, interracial marriage in Sweden
right.
commercials.
Right. 6%
in Swedish TV. Yeah, exactly. And the thing with in Ottawa, Canada, I hope to God that the French pick up that Ottawa, you know, I don't know what you know the rebellion that's in Canada. I hope it's in France because in France it's going to be really great. It's going to be really hardcore because the French are like that. I lived in France for 4 months, so I know how they are. But back to the commercials. I watched also. My ex-wife gave me this $9 a month Netflix, and watching Netflix today, it seems like. Like America is 60% blacks and 30% gays and lesbians on TV. It's just it's amazing. It's like what?
There's not a clear representation of what America really is anymore. I mean, yeah, it's been very diluted down, and it's not what you see. It's not what you see.
I know. The last thing I watched on Netflix was. Dexter, which I thought was a pretty good series, in a way. I mean, I know the guy was homosexual, but I don't care about that. It's just that it was a good series, and the fact that you know the acting and everything.
Sure.
But the lady, I don't even remember. It was almost like Peyton Place. It was like so bad. It was so bad acting.
Yeah.
That I don't remember. You know the people, but anyway, it's. Well, that's all I wanted to say. I hope. Take care of yourself, Steve.
All right. Thank you for Sebastian. I haven't heard from you in a long time. It's nice to hear from you. I want to throw something in here real quick here because I've talked about this before, Ron, and you might like this too. I could probably send it over to you. It's a quote from Henry Kissinger. He was Secretary of State, a very evil man. Actually, he's on a list, I believe. He's a war criminal. He cannot travel around the world. Certain places he cannot go. Henry Kissinger, in his speech to the World Health Organization Council on eugenics back in February 25th of 2009, And I want to read this to you because it is what we are experiencing right now. Once the herd accepts mandatory forcible vaccination, that's you, the herd, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation, or for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions, and many of you in this room today are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for providing extermination services. Now, what's for lunch? This is an actual quote from Dr. Henry Kissinger at the Eugenics Conference in 2009.
Jeez.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is amazing, you know.
He's giving us a heads up. What's going on here? I talked about earlier, Ron. Nothing that they said has turned out to be accurate. Correct. The vaccine doesn't work. The vaccine is not actually a vaccine. It's a shot. It doesn't work, but still they push it. The narrative is still get it or else.
Do you think it was ever intended to work, Steve?
No, I don't. I don't. We talked about that last night with Janet Phelan. And the Human Genome Project, now the pieces of the puzzle came together for me about a week or two ago. I started thinking about it when I was in college studying, you know, medicine, and I started, wait, the Human Genome Project, they're working on this here. I wonder when they're going to finish this. Well, they finished it back in the 90s, I think 94 or 95, I believe. Don't quote me right. But it's been completed. And what benefit will the Human Genome Project have for Americans in our life? Will it make better quality life? Will they find cure for diseases? And we have no cures for diseases. Okay, so this project, this huge project, the Human Genome Project, what does it stand for? What is it being used for? And now we have messenger RNA technology here to go down, reprogram, tweak your DNA, whatever you want to rephrase this. And so now I start to understand what the work was for the Human Genome Project. It was for the future of probably using this messenger RNA technology, Ron.
Yeah. You know, that you have to wonder why they want to gather up all the DNA. And I assume that's what it's all about, right, is to typecast all the DNA in humanity. Yeah. Isn't that the purpose of it?
Well, it's trying to figure a configuration of how to, I think it's a configuration of how to disrupt it and maybe turn on a gene there, a bad gene, a dormant gene, maybe a disease gene, flip it on early so we can actually have people dying much sooner.
Definitely.
They don't want people
purpose.
Living into their 70s and 80s anymore, Ron. I don't think they want people living in the 70s and 80s anymore.
Right. You can isolate different populations.
Exactly. Exactly. Ron, hey, thanks for joining me. I'm sorry that all we got was just phone calls tonight, but
I'm in awe of your listener base.
Yeah, it was pretty good today. 15 calls, I think. 15, 16 calls. Thank you very much for listening in. I will be back in the studio on my show Sunday night, Off the Beaten Path. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. We will talk again. Good night. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.